The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight, with me, Kate Delaney, kicking off the show. Unfortunately, we still have much of the same and perhaps even worse in St. Louis. It's really not St. Louis. It's Ferguson, Missouri, which is a stone's throw away from St. Louis. And sadly, our attention has been on this town for the past week and a day. The reason why, of course, is after the shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown. There are a lot of outsiders that have descended on this small town because of that shooting. A lot of them are reporters with live trucks, meaning that you've got live trucks parked all over the streets where reporters are doing the live shots all over the country. And what has it led to in the end? What's happened is a lot of tear gas, a lot of Molotov cocktails, a curfew, and some really sad people that they've seen their town turned into a war zone. And it really looks like that. You see any of the shots or any of the video, this is radio, just picture in your mind. It looks like full military gear and off in the distance, it's like a tank, a couple of tanks. And then you see tear gas all over the place. And why is that? Because they are just smashed with people shooting bullets, with more than looting and rioting. It's starting to look like we can't get this under control. We can't handle what's happening here. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon said he was absolutely blown away, astounded by some of the images that came out of Ferguson. He said it was an over-militarization, easy for me to say, of the police force, and that he can't believe what he's looking at. Guns pointed at kids in the street, all the emotion going on. And he says every day, meeting with groups, meeting with parents, making sure that we're set up. And then bringing in the highway patrol to try to calm things down. But it's just as tough for the highway patrol with Captain Ron Johnson, who's from that area, who grew up in that area. So the governor declared a state of emergency in Ferguson on Saturday and imposed a curfew following days of protests that have erupted into something worse. There's another kid that was shot and is in the hospital in critical condition. Why? Because of what he did in shooting at the police. The state caught off guard, I think, also, the governor says, by the Ferguson Police Department's decision to release surveillance video of Michael Brown during an alleged store robbery on the same day that they named the police officer responsible for his death. So the governor not happy that that video was released because he said, we didn't know they were going to release it, especially in the way that it appeared, where he says it cast aspersions on a young man that was gunned down in the street. Now, that footage shows him allegedly committing a robbery at the convenience store before his, supposedly minutes before his death, right? So that reignited all of this unrest in the town over the weekend, is what the governor said. The police department says they had to release the tape because of the request made by journalists under Missouri's Freedom of Information law. Even though the Department of Justice and federal investigators opposed releasing it. An attorney for Michael Brown's family said the family was disturbed by the release of the surveillance video. Well, of course they're going to be disturbed by it because of what it shows. And that there was no reason not to believe that it's him. But much like when you identify somebody who is deceased, you have a family member that comes in and makes a positive ID, and they haven't had an opportunity to do it. Well, here's the thing with this. I believe that what the cops are, what they're saying in Ferguson is completely true. They've been pressed forwards and backwards to release the tape almost since the time Michael Brown was shot. So they had to release the tape. They're right. Because of freedom of information that would have only been challenged in court. So having to release the tape might have ignited more of the passions in the people. It's one thing for people to be passionate and peacefully protest and say it's outrageous and everything else. It's another thing to throw Molotov cocktails, to loot, to riot, to rip up property, and then try to pretend that you're honoring this kid, which is baloney and is not happening when the people do that, which is what led to the curfew. Even the Justice Department saying, due to the extraordinary circumstances involved in the case and at the request of the Brown family, there's going to be another autopsy performed by a federal medical examiner. When results were released on Sunday, according to preliminary results from the county's autopsy, Brown died from gunshot wounds, of course. Brown killed last Saturday, shot by Officer Darren Wilson. Since that happened, it's been nothing but racial tension. So what should they do in Ferguson? What can they do? Imploring the people not to riot, to, yes, peacefully protest, but not to go beyond that. We have other things that we're going to talk about in this hour of America tonight. Obviously, Ferguson is one of them because it's horrifying to see that. You think of other scenes that we've seen in our lifetime. People hearken back to the Watts riots, which would be terrible if it exploded to the level of Watts, which I don't think so. But that's why there's all this rush to try to do something. You know, and then you had this packed church on Sunday, hundreds of people, two-hour rally demanding justice for Michael Brown, people talking about Michael Brown, people supposedly honoring him in his death, and then some of the same people that were outside of the service taking to the streets and looking for something, sadly, to throw. Even Ron Johnson, who I mentioned, the Missouri State Highway Patrol captain, spoke to the 1,300 or so in the congregation and said he had a heavy heart, that the past 24 hours were tough for him. That it was awful to see what was happening to Ferguson. So what's next? Ultimately, Darren Wilson, they do the typical investigation that they do on the any cop who fires his weapon and kills somebody, and then they come back with their findings. There'll be more, another autopsy, that is. And I think we're going to have a couple of really long, long weeks. But what does justice look like there? And was it right to release that video? 855-266-5283 if you want to throw in your 2 cents. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up.
Alright, so the nation is captivated by what's happening in Ferguson, and of course it's here in the United States. Sad to see anytime we have anything like this happen in the country. Of course, we're going to be rubberneckers, anybody outside of it, because we can't believe it's happening. And you think to yourself, let's be honest, wow, what if that happened here? I just can't even imagine that. I can't imagine that happening. But there has always been that tension in Ferguson. And you watch the video from that, let me tell you, folks, it's unbelievable. It looks like they're launching rockets into the air, and of course it's not rockets. And I said this before, but I really feel for the captain, Captain Ron Johnson, because, you know, this is his hometown. He's a guy who is seriously cares about the people there and hates to see what's happening. And there was really no choice other than to throw down this curfew in the hopes of not having the riots, the lootings, the shots, frankly, ringing out into the night air. Remember, you've got kids mixed into this, and that's also the worst part of this. And what are they hearing, and what are they seeing, and what does that do for the future of Ferguson? And it's going to be weeks as this all unravels, too, by the way. But I did say this, the videotape of Michael Brown allegedly robbing the convenience store, being part of that, releasing that and releasing the name of the officer the same day the governor questioned why they weren't informed and doing that at the same time, because he thinks that exacerbated what was happening there. Was it right or was it wrong for them to release the video? It's just like the officer's name and weighing, well, should they release the officer's name or should they not release the officer's name? And remember, we have freedom of the press in this country, and there are a lot of people pressing up to get that information. So we don't live in a country where we have state-run media where it's controlled, and then all the information would be controlled. And that's the problem. If you don't like freedom of the press, this is the kind of stuff that happens with timing and whatnot, because everybody knew about the video and they wanted to see it. They wanted to see, well, wait a second, did he rob the convenience store? Is that what happened here? Let's go to Don, who's listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Don.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What do you think? What's your opinion on what's happening here?
Well, let's see. I kind of look at it like this. Logically speaking, I have not seen any real news about that officer. The only thing I think I may have heard was, didn't somebody say, oh, well, he's harassed me in the past, but I have not heard anything like he's been guilty of so many bad things in the past, so.
No, he has a clean jacket. I mentioned that on the air. There is nothing in his record of having any harassment of people in the community or anything the entire time that he's been in a police officer, so no, there is nothing like that in his background that we know of.
So, I mean, it's almost like as if, if you're a police officer, yeah, you should have a high standard for these people because you don't just let anybody become a police officer. But at the same time, I just want this next phrase to come off, you know, nicely, but, okay, yes, Michael Brown was an African-American young man. Yeah, Trayvon Martin was an African-American young man. But remember the Shannon Christian case where her and her boyfriend were brutally attacked and all this stuff? I did not really hear about it when it first came out. I only found out about it later on. You remember that case?
I don't know. I don't remember. Was this a couple of years ago? This wasn't recently.
Yeah, well, that you may be even proving my point there, but it was that one blonde-headed girl, and her boyfriend that were brutally attacked by like six African Americans.
No, that story was huge.
Yeah, but I didn't.
But not initially. You're trying to say that it wasn't initially.
Yeah, not initially.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, later on, you would see it on that Investigative Discovery Channel that was on an episode, you know, about how they more or less solved that case. But no, I didn't really hear about that case until later and such. But I don't think the press really was pushing the story as hard with an agenda, it seemed like, what they're doing right now. At least that's my opinion.
Right, so I see what you're saying. So you think that there's a huge agenda here, and you're saying it's pro-Michael Brown agenda?
Yeah, it seems like.
Yeah, yeah. So. It's interesting. Here's the thing. I think that with the media, we have a free media, and all the information, you should have access to the information whether we like it or not, period. And the timing of releasing the video and all of that is all part of having a free media. There's no question about that. Thanks, Don. But if you look at what's been written, yes, a lot of what's been written has been about how horrific this is for, you know, Michael Brown's family, and of course it's horrific for their family, but that it seems the balance of some of it seems to be that, oh, what about the police officer, and the police are excessive, and are they excessive, and he was shot at least six times, and how does that happen, and that's what the family attorney was saying, and, you know, that goes along with what the problem is in Ferguson anyway, because there are high racial tensions there. Nobody wants to address that. Nobody wants to talk about it, and the problem that we sometimes have in this country, and why we can't just flat out say what we think, why we can't just flat out say, okay, you have certain areas where wow, some things that have happened here are wrong, and there's assumptions that happen. But then other things that happen when you're talking about a place like Ferguson, for example, you have a lot of drug crime, you have a lot of burglaries, you have a lot of crime, frankly. But that also doesn't mean that you assume everybody who lives in Ferguson is a thug either. So we have this want to label everything, and that's part of why I think a lot of people are frustrated with some of the coverage they think is slanted in a certain direction, because in some cases, depending on what the publication is or what the television affiliation is or whatever it is, there may be a slant. And there's no doubt about it. There have been shooting. There have been protests. There have been a lot of things that have ripped Ferguson apart. And the Brown family is saying it's unfair to assassinate the character of their son while all that's unfolding anyway. But I think when some of these reports come out, I mean, there's no question it's a tragic shooting. I mean, come on. There's no doubt that this police officer would reel it back in if he could, but he can't. So the normal avenues of investigating it are happening. What would normally happen in any police department in the United States, or what's supposed to happen, is going on. The accounts are very different, radically different, coming out of Ferguson. One witness saying that he had his arms up and it's definite, and then another saying, oh no, he said freeze. The officer said freeze, and he turned around, he did not freeze, he taunted the police officer, and then he just bull rushed him, whatever you want to call it, the officer Darren Wilson. So when he's coming at him full speed, he started to fire, he started to shoot, because he was threatened. So that's pretty important. Did he not surrender? Did he just go on the attack? That would back up the narrative of what Darren Wilson is saying, as I mentioned before, that he shot in self-defense because he was threatened with some kind of bodily harm. Unlike the other versions of what's being told, that he was had his hands up and he was surrendering, that he was throwing his hands up, that's not what happened. So we'll see ultimately how they can piece it together and what the official report says. I think for some in Ferguson, it's not going to matter how the questions are answered. And I believe no matter what the governor tries to do, no matter what Captain Ron Johnson tries to do, they're going to have really a mess on their hands for weeks to come. Stay with us.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We don't settle political differences with indictments in this country. It is outrageous that some would use partisan political theatrics to rip away at the very fabric of our state's constitution. I am confident that we will ultimately prevail, that this farce of a prosecution will be revealed for what it is.
That's the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, who, if you haven't heard, was indicted. So he freaks out and says, you heard, farce, not right. It is criminal what's happened here, that the Democrats are using this indictment as a weapon. Perry supposedly wants to run for president. So is this partisan politics? Is this typically what happens in an attack against a Texas politician like Rick Perry especially? It's funny because Alan Dershowitz says he is completely outraged by what's happened to Perry. And he calls himself a very liberal Democrat who would never vote for Rick Perry. But he says indicting the Texas governor on charges of abuse of power and coercion? He says it's a dangerous trend of courts being used to affect the ballot box and politics. He says everybody, liberal or conservative, should stand against this indictment. If you don't like how Rick Perry uses his office, don't vote for him. What happened is heading into the weekend, the district attorney's office in Travis County, Texas, filed an indictment against Perry, charging he overstepped his powers by threatening to veto and then vetoing $7.5 million in funding for the Office of Public Integrity's unit after District Attorney Rosemary Lemberg refused to step down after her conviction for drunk driving. Excuse me. So, he's, you know, again, Dershowitz, I think, says it all by standing up for Rick Perry and then saying, you know, hey, there's no one more liberal than me, but this is a very dangerous precedent. And Perry's supporters, of course, are backing his decision, saying he was in his, well, within his rights and under the state constitution to veto funding. Opponents say it's just another example of how he abuses the power in his office. So pretty interesting, because he's often named as a potential candidate for the Republican nomination in 2016. He's not going to do a fourth term as governor of Texas. He's not looking for to seek that fourth term. So we'll see what happens with these legal charges and if they're resolved before that whole cycle, the political cycle begins, and, you know, if he throws in there anyway in the first place. You know, what's interesting, too, is he's not the only liberal personality who is questioning this. Obama's one of his chief campaign strategists, David Axelrod, says that he also says the indictment is pretty sketchy. And I agree with Dershowitz that this is a bad precedent, because it'd be easy to pull this trigger on anyone that you're just trying to knock out of the way. And if that were a trend, that could be used against plenty of others, and it is a dangerous precedent to set. And Rick Perry on the indictment, as you heard there at the top, was pretty fired up, says he'd make the same decision again. If it were up to him, he would do the same thing. He wouldn't change it despite this indictment. And he's just, you know, is accused of threatening to withhold funding from that district attorney's office after that arrest. And he says this isn't the way we settle differences, political differences in this country. You don't do it with indictments. You heard it. You don't do it with indictments. And I have to agree, no matter what you think of Rick Perry, I think that this is trumped up and it is ridiculous. So they're trying to just kind of pull him down on this. And the timing before all the election cycle is pretty actually interesting. Something we haven't talked about, but it's huge. The White House on Sunday said the president had informed Congress that he authorized U.S. airstrikes in Iraq to try to take control of the Mosul Dam, and that the action was very consistent with trying to protect U.S. citizens in the country. Because remember, this has been a bone of contention. Whatever happens in Iraq, is Congress in it on it or not? And they say, listen, the operations are limited in how long they go and scope and the coordination of it and all that whole thing. 14 strikes on Sunday, damaged or destroyed 10 different armed vehicles, tanks, etc., trucks. The airstrikes were the first direct U.S. military action in Iraq since the end of 2011, when Washington completed the withdrawal of troops, as you all know, from the country. But now this violence, it's the worst violence since the peak of the Civil War in 2006 and 2007. These Islamic State fighters have taken up residence in a big part of western and northern Iraq, forcing hundreds to flee for their lives and threatening Kurds with, you know, you either become a Muslim or you die. And then the other reports are that they've captured a bunch of women and they haven't harmed them there, but they want them to marry the fighters, and they're saying if they were just begging them, if you marry the fighters, you'll have a great life as a Muslim wife, and you'll be set up in a house and have everything you need and all this other sort of stuff. And there have been some scary moments that have happened as a result of that. So they're obviously trying to take as much control over the people as they can. And can you imagine the scenario of being forced to make these kinds of choices because you have a jihadist regime trying to take over across the board in that country and doing it through coercing the people, threatening them to either join up or die or marry or get out of here. So, of course, there have been increased air tactics because of the scare that's happening. And ultimately, what could happen in that country, which I still think is dangerously close to happening anyway. But we cannot go in full force. I mean, really, boots on the ground would be a disaster, wouldn't it? Absolutely. So even the president taking a break from the vacation to have meetings at the White House. The VP on hand, others. What? You have to assume the fighting in Iraq. You have to assume Israel, maybe Iraq. Maybe that's all part of what the discussion is. Eric Holder was there to brief Obama about the situation in Missouri. And this goes to the whole Michael Brown thing that we've been talking about with the rioting and whatnot. Is there a chance, executive action with immigration? There's been a lot of whispers about that. Delaying deportation for some of the younger illegal immigrants. And to have it include about 5 million people living illegally in the country. But I don't think the White House will do that until after the summer and after they get reports on whatever's happening from Homeland Security, probably. It wouldn't make sense. It'd be smarter to just probably wait, right? One would assume anyway, but there must be a list of things, and I think that Iraq would be on the top of that list. If he's coming back from vacation, what are the things that are pressing right now? Including, actually, Ferguson. I'm sure he's being briefed on what's happening in Ferguson. Because he's being asked about it anytime he's in front of cameras or mics or anything like that. Trying to keep a lid on what's happening in the town. And I think they're going to have a hard time throughout this next week. And that's why the curfews, and that's why saying that there's a state of emergency in Ferguson, because you got tear gas, Molotovs, and everything else in between. And is the autopsy giving any kind of a clearer picture as to what happened? Not necessarily, because it's about interpretation. But you have the governor of the state saying that the cops were too aggressive. That look what they're doing. I mean, so do you defend the police and say, well, look what's happening to them? Or do you defend the protesters and say that still shouldn't happen? I think it gets more and more dangerous the deeper we go into this without any resolution on both sides of the equation, whether it's for the law enforcement types or for the people who say they're trying to protest. If they're protesting during the day, they're fine. If they're protesting at night, that's when everything breaks out in an ugly, ugly direction. We Can Count, coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time for another edition of We Can Count, topping We Can Count. A police report says that a 24-year-old woman, Amanda Hall, from San Luis Obispo, California, I used to live there, climbed over one fence and almost got over the second fence of a giraffe enclosure at the Henry Viles Zoo at about 5:30 in the evening on Saturday. There was a 2-year-old, 12-foot-tall giraffe named Wally that gave Hall a lick, then turned and kicked her in the face. Zoo staff told police that giraffes were capable of killing lions, so the woman was fortunate that her injuries were not life-threatening. Police ticketed Hall for harassment of zoo animals. It has a fine of $686. Police say that Hall told the officer she climbed into that exhibit because she loves giraffes. Oh, my, oh, my. This, by the way, happened in Madison, Wisconsin. That was at the Madison Zoo. You can only imagine what they'll be talking about, and we're talking about, all weekend long. How you think jumping over and into the pen gets you closer to the, I don't know, giraffes. I guess it does. I don't get it. Would you ever think in your wildest imagination to jump into a zoo enclosure? Moving along, this is a crazy story, too. How about the story of 26-year-old Cameron Tringale, who called the PGA Tour office, requested to be disqualified from the 2014 PGA Championship because of an undetected incorrect scorecard. So this is the deal. He claims he missed a stroke when he attempted to tap in on the 11th hole, and despite uncertainty about the stroke, he claims to be unsure about where he actually addressed the ball or not, and went back and forth about that, and he said he felt guilt-ridden over the past week. Under PGA rules, a player is disqualified if he signs an incorrect scorecard, so the mishit would have added an extra stroke to his round, taking him from a tie for 33rd place to a tie for 36th. By virtue of his disqualification, he'll forfeit $53,000 in prize money. The PGA office released a statement saying, "We're very appreciative of Cameron's coming forward to inform us of the situation." How about that? He's had a pretty super year, but that was a really good finish for him. So he doesn't have that finish. A very strange situation, to say the least about it. So no, he's done well throughout the season, and you kind of wonder what happens next, but it's very bizarre. He asked to be disqualified for signing a wrong scorecard. Wow. This is a sad story. Two people are dead and two were injured in Arkansas because of a freight train collision. There's nothing more frightening than seeing trains come off the track, and two Union Pacific train crew members were killed. The two others were injured. They hit head on. This happened on Sunday, pretty early on Sunday. Happened about 3 a.m. in a small town 90 miles northwest of Memphis, Tennessee. There was a fire, naturally. It took about 7 hours to put the fire out. And they asked about 500 people within 1.5 miles of the collision to leave their houses because of the fire, because they didn't know how far it was going to spread, because you had diesel and there was a tank car that ruptured and contained an unknown alcoholic beverage. So they were worried about how flammable all of that was, the leaks. Because you had a lot, the collision involved a train with two locomotives, 86 cars, and another with two locomotives, and 92 cars. So a lot of these cars strewn about the tracks. How did it happen? They're looking at the evidence. They're looking at the train signal. They're looking at the braking. They're looking at the track, how it was operated, all the normal analysis they would do. It's, at least to my knowledge, the second head-on collision involving these trains since 2012, when two collided in the Oklahoma panhandle, killing three crew members and injuring another one. So Union Pacific, again, in the middle of this, it's a pretty nasty accident, looking at it from the overhead view. This story is a good story about the Pope. Pope Francis preaching forgiveness and reconciliation at a South Korea mass. Anywhere the Pope goes, there's always a lot of people. So he wrapped up his first trip to Asia by challenging the Koreans from the North and the South to reject suspicion and confrontation, saying it clouds their relations and find new ways to come up with peace on what's a war-divided peninsula. The plea for peace came as the United States and South Korea started a joint military drill in North Korea, or that North Korea warned would result in a preemptive strike against the allies. This is like standard operating procedure for what they do there typically. And the U.S. military, the U.S.-South Korean military exercises that start Monday, involve tens of thousands of troops, are described by the allies as routine and defensive. But Pyongyang sees them as invasion preparation. A spokesperson for the North Korean Army General Staff said in a statement on Sunday that was carried by their state media that the most powerful and advanced preemptive strike will start any time chosen by us. Typically, from the north and the south, strikes by Pyongyang are rare, but attacks blamed on the north in 2010, if you remember, killed 50 South Koreans. I thought that was going to be the thing that ignited it all, but it didn't end up being so. So it was all about consoling the Koreans, talking to the Koreans, because remember they just had the ferry that sank, 300 people killed in April, and the Pope wore a yellow pin on his cassock that was given to him by the families the whole time he was in Korea, honoring those kids, especially because the majority of them were children that were killed in that incident on the ferry boat. Oof, terrible stuff. And I hate when I hear this because, you know, it's life and you figure how many people statistically jump out of planes, but it seems like lately we've been hearing about experienced skydivers and problems. This experienced Boston skydiver died during a jump, and did the equipment malfunction or not? 37-year-old Daniel Pellrine, they say, died Sunday morning at Skydive Pepperall Center, and he died at the scene from blunt trauma. He was a resident of a Boston neighborhood not too far from there and where that happened. And they're, of course, investigating it, but it looks like it was just a freak accidental thing having to do with the shoot. It doesn't give you much confidence if you've always had in the back of your head, well, yeah, put on my bucket list skydiving. And people say such great things about skydiving. And just because somebody who's experienced has a tragic mishap certainly doesn't mean that somebody who's not experienced would have the same thing happen. But it seems that lately, at least I've heard of more and more of these kinds of accidents popping up. So you wonder, in packing the chutes, or just a freak thing, or a wind grabs the person in a certain direction, or, you know, how much does it, I don't know, inexperience perhaps play in some of the cases, but not in this case, because this guy was very, very experienced. Very sad. 37 years old. All right, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.